This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you. From daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Take me out to the ball game.
What are you doing?
Did you know DirecTV has the most MLB games?
So you're singing?
Yeah, they put your favorite teams front and center right when you turn it on. Buy me some cold cuts and flapjacks.
Those aren't even the words.
I'm allergic to peanuts.
Stream DirecTV, home of the most MLB games. Visit DirecTV.com. Claim based on total games offered on national and regional sports networks. RSNs available with choice package or higher. Availability of RSNs varies by zip code and package.
Welcome back to the morning shift, Triple N. It's just Mike and me. So I brought brought to you by Zero Res. Book an appointment today with Zero Res, Atlanta's best carpet cleaning service.
Yeah, shout out to a buddy, friend of the show, Jake Major, who hit me up on Twitter, made me feel old. He's like, man, he does yard work and things like that. He's like, show me a picture of the shrub you need. I got you. And I was like, oh, it's this. And he was like, yeah. So he identifies the plant. And he was like, I was expecting something way cooler. This is definitely an old man shrub.
I think one of the
I was like, yo.
Here's why I know God exists, because there was a show. I was doing a show on the weekends. This is probably 5-6 years ago. And I had the worst toothache. It was, you know, it's debilitating how bad the level
just
of pain.
Pulsing in your mouth.
Scale of 1 to 10 is like a 17. And I'm working with Harper LaBelle, former Falcon.
Yeah, love Harper.
And I just stop mid-segment and go, if there's a dentist out there, please call. And guess what? A dentist called. Guess where his office was? 6th floor of this building.
No kidding.
Yeah.
And he was like, come on down.
Right after the show.
You're kidding.
He saw me. Yeah.
Got that tooth.
That is crazy.
Did you have it pulled or was it just drilled
out?
Yeah,
root canal.
Oh.
Yeah, good times. But how miraculous is that, though? I just threw a Hail Mary.
Yeah.
And a dentist who happened to work in this building, he drove in, and I wish I remembered his name. That was just, that was divine intervention, my friend.
That's a beautiful thing, man. Yeah, Jake helped me identify the sea green juniper is what we're looking for.
So. Sea green juniper, that's the
That's the
Sideshow Bob.
Yeah, I said Krusty the Clown. It might be Sideshow
Krusty
Bob.
The Clown.
yeah, man, the plume, if you will. But, yeah, I am old. That's all right.
Let's go in the huddle. You know, I think the 49ers are kind of a fascinating thing. Made the Super Bowl 2 years ago last year, did not even make the playoffs. So what do? They basically gutted their roster.
Yeah.
I mean, they sent the cleaning crew away, everybody, landscapers, all of them.
Yeah, they're they're gearing up for whatever Brock Purdy is going to do.
Yep.
And couple of other pieces, but look, man, they are a team that is built off of Kyle Shanahan and his belief that he can make just about anybody good.
Yep.
And you know what? For the most part, I tend to believe him when he's got good players. And obviously, they'll be without Debo. You wonder if Christian McCaffrey will stay healthy, but yeah, man, they're a team that operates and revolves around Kyle Shanahan, and that's kind of what their identity is. And until I'm proven otherwise, and I'm Kyle Shanahan, I will continue to move pieces and get young, hungry players in place.
They got 11 picks in this draft.
They drafted who? Ricky Pearsall last year.
Yep. And he got shot.
Yeah. I think Trent Williams did agree to come back to the 49ers this year, who's Hall of Fame left tackle. Yeah, they've got pieces. They've got some defensive pieces, but yeah, I mean, they are going to remake that roster and find guys that can kind of grow with one another. I don't know what they are in the immediate future, but you never know with Kyle Shanahan. He's had obviously an immense amount of very talented coordinators that have kind of come off that tree. So we'll see what happens with that team moving forward.
Well, you talk about Brock Purdy. There's probably 35 college players making more money than Brock Purdy doing NIL, man. It's crazy.
Seriously.
It's an upside-down world we live in.
It is nuts. And I always love the videos of Brock Purdy, you know, when he's back home and he's, you know, what is he from? Nebraska or I can't remember where his hometown is. But, you know, he's driving the tractor,
yeah.
You know, and just doing the whole Brock Purdy thing. And I'm like, dude, you're a beast. I like that guy.
Let's see elsewhere. David Andrews, no longer a New England Patriot, 32 years old, went undrafted, started week one. He's been a stalwart on that team, won a couple of Super Bowls, too, coming off a shoulder surgery. I forgot his uncle's Dan Reeves.
What?
Yeah.
I didn't know that.
Yeah.
Man, that's crazy.
Uncle Dan.
Yeah, man, good player. Again, I've had a number of questions. We talked about this a little bit earlier. I've had a number of questions about, is there a fit with the Atlanta Falcons? He grew up an Atlanta Falcons yep. fan from talking
to
people.
Went to Wesleyan, yeah.
Has a house just outside of Atlanta and some property and you know, still
you know him?
Is around the area. I don't know him personally, no, but we have a few people in common that, you know, been able to talk to. So I don't think he fits schematically what the Falcons are currently up front.
Yep.
And here's the caveat to that. I wish the Falcons did things a little bit differently up front. I mean, it's just, I'm like, he doesn't currently fit what Dwayne Ledford does with this running game.
Yeah.
But I wish he did. I wish we did have a couple of gap schemes involved in there, a couple of the, you know, downhill north and south running plays that he is good at blocking. I don't know what's left in the tank for him. I don't even know if, you know, because of some of his injuries last year, how much he even wants to play this year. But he's a guy that I think could serve well on a team, and obviously has had one heck of a career coming out of you know, coming out of Georgia. So kudos to him. Either way, no matter what happens, happy for the guy that you know, he's had a heck of a run.
And of course, we got a little beef. Of course, DeMarcus Lawrence leaves the Cowboys for the Seahawks. "Quote: I know for sure I'm not going to win a Super Bowl there in Dallas." And Micah Parsons.
Yeah, that's And again,
change of scenery is good, but Dallas is my home. I'm forever going to be there, but I know for sure I'm not going to win a Super Bowl there. So, yeah.
It's funny, man, because Dez Bryant, somebody just let me see who that was that actually tweeted us the Dez Bryant stuff. Our buddy Brandon Mincy. He brought up what Dez Bryant had to say about the topic. And Dez Bryant says, "Well, how did he take Jennifer? They're not in a position to win. We all love the Cowboys, but let's stop being delusional." He sounded like you did. Like Dez Bryant's like, "Where's the lie?
Where's the lie, man?
I love the Cowboys, bro, but y'all ain't winning no Super Bowl." Again, I will double down and say, neither are the Seahawks. I don't know what DeMarcus Lawrence is talking about, man. Right. That's an uphill climb as well, buddy. Hey, talking about teams that just got gutted.
Yeah.
That team just got gutted in Seattle. So, you know, we'll see what Centennial High School Zone Mike McDonald's able to pull off up there.
Well, Sam Darnold, what's that going to be like? Different scheme. A limited offensive line as well. I mean, did he kind of peak last year? And, of course, we saw what happened. Everything, the bottom fell out at the end of the season.
Yeah, and here's the thing about that. When you look at Sam Darnold, I think that Seattle and Mike McDonald want to be what Minnesota is.
Yeah.
A running team with a good offensive line that can rush the passer and they can utilize the play action. Last year under Ryan Grubb, I'll never forget this, because Ryan Grubb was coordinator last year. He's now at Alabama with Kalen DeBoer.
Hmm.
And going into the Falcons game, they were coming off a game in Seattle where they had 7 rushing attempts. And everybody that's asked me from Alabama, like, "Hey, what do you know about Ryan Grubb?" I'm like, "You're not going to like this." But he loves to throw the ball. Yeah. I mean, it is like mid-90s Steve Spurrier fun and gun. You know what I mean? So,
wait, who's the heir apparent at quarterback at Alabama this year?
It's a good question. It's Ty Simpson, right, and a couple of other, Austin Mack, Keelan Russell, who's the signee. So they don't really know, but
so
Ty Simpson
the
is
air.
The front runner at this point. So
how you feel about that?
Not great, to be quite honest with you. Hopefully I'm surprised, and it feels a lot like the situation last year where Graham Mertz was at Florida, and it was like, how soon can we get to the freshman? Like, that's what I feel like right now. I'm sure Ty Simpson's awesome. Great, high football IQ, very understanding of what needs to be done.
Okay.
But is he that guy? You know, I don't know. And a lot of times, you know this as well as I do, when there's not one guy, there's usually not a guy. You know what I mean?
That's true.
Like, when there's not somebody that you're like, easy pick, you're like,
you have two
man.
Quarterbacks, that means you have no quarterback.
Yeah, it's the old Bobby Bowden.
No Bobby Bowden thing.
Who was it? Xavier Lee and I can't remember
Who
it was with Xavier Lee back in the mid-2000s.
Yes.
Like, you got two? Probably don't have one.
Don't have one.
Maybe it was Christian Ponder. I don't know. I can't remember.
Might have been.
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like filling out basketball brackets. Too many choices, too much noise, and no one wants a busted budget. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break down real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Make smarter financial plays today. No luck required. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Say yes to Pure Leaf tea and free gas for a year only at True North convenience stores. When it comes to quality, say yes to the delicious taste of real brewed Pure Leaf tea. True North stores are stocked with your favorite flavors like unsweetened, extra sweet, and raspberry. For a limited time, enter for a chance to win free gas for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or download the mobile app from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Of course, the other day, you got to give Arthur Blank credit, though. He does listen to the fan base because there's always been chirping about, you know, there's a pretty good program just about 60 miles up the road. How come you guys seem to ignore that? So what do the Falcons do? They send, what, 22 people up there to Athens for the pro day.
Yeah, what did Rusty tell us? The next biggest contingent was like Minnesota with five.
Five.
Yeah. And it makes sense. What's funny about it to me is I'm just picturing like three sprinter vans coming around the corner towards Sanford Stadium, you know, with like three drivers.
Or in the Falcons' case, a Volkswagen filled with clowns.
They all stopped at the Quick Trip parking lot and got out for a bathroom break midway down the, you know. Like, one of the scouts walks out with a slushy, the other one with a couple of Slim Jims.
Hey, man, the Quick Trip hot dog's underrated.
Look.
Just saying.
Hey, the Quick Trip pizza.
Not bad.
Extremely underrated.
Underrated.
The old QT kitchen.
Yeah.
Come on, man. Come on.
Nice little, what, $6 little individual pizza. Not bad at all.
And the best part about the QT kitchen, the top of the pizza box, it's perforated so you can tear it into four pieces and use them as plates.
Oh, that's fantastic. I didn't realize that hack.
Isn't it? Like, what a hack, dude.
That's fantastic. Great stuff. It's like the Chinese food box. You can fold it out into a plate.
Dude.
But I like eating it out of the bucket, though.
I can't do it with chopsticks like some people. But, yeah, I'm all about that life.
Dylan, I'm excited about Fair Foul Friday, my friend.
You know what I mean? Hey, no pressure or anything. You got that crazy look in your eye, though. You know what I mean? You got that crazy look in his eye.
Hey, I'm really ready. Hey, you know what? Matter of fact, since you guys were so nice about it, I'm going to give you a little tease of one. You ready for this?
Oh, okay. Ooh. Tease me.
Falcons are a Super Bowl contender if they land Trey Hendrickson. Falcons are a Super Bowl contender if they land Trey Hendrickson.
That's quite the tease, man. That's like a just the tip
as
a tease.
As Mike Johnson would say it, don't answer it, but think about it.
Okay. We're gonna think. And then Fairfell Friday.
Hi, this is Dave Musial, owner of Four Seasons Heating, Air Conditioning, Plumbing, and Electric. Do you have a plumbing emergency? Call Four Seasons. An electrical emergency? Call Four Seasons. A heating or cooling emergency? Call Four Seasons. Same day hot water tank installation needed? Call Four Seasons. Need a whole home generator? Call Four Seasons. We guarantee same day installation on all heating, cooling, plumbing, and electrical needs. And no extra charge for nights, weekends, or holidays.
For all the right reasons, call 866-4-SEASONS.
Chicago, the grudge matches on the gridirons might be gone, but get ready to hit the ball and touch them all at your local Chevy dealer, where you'll find the real MVPs of SUVs. If you're thinking about rounding third and heading for home in a new Chevy, you're not alone. The right vehicle makes all the difference when it comes to safety, confidence, and comfort on the road. You saw the Chevy lineup at the auto show. Now it's time to take the next step and batter up. Need the power and durability of a Silverado? The all-weather confidence of an Equinox or Blazer? The spacious comfort of a Traverse, Tahoe, or Suburban? Or the sporty city-friendly Trax? Your local Chevy dealer has exactly what you need to win the game like a pro. So don't wait. Head to ChevyDriveChicago.com today. Browse the newest models, special offers, locate the nearest dealer, and start shopping online. Things are warming up out there, and you need a vehicle you can trust. Find yours now at ChevyDriveChicago.com. Chevy, together, let's drive.
Wow. What's up? I just bought and financed a car through Carvana in minutes.
You? The person who agonized 4 weeks over whether to paint your walls eggshell or off-white bought and financed a car in minutes?
They made it easy. Transparent terms, customizable down and monthly. Didn't even have to do any paperwork.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Hey, have you checked out that spreadsheet I sent you for our dinner options?
Finance your car with Carvana and experience total control. Financing subject to credit approval.
StreetEasy asked former New Yorkers if there's anything they miss about life in New York City.
Let me put it this way. House with a home theater sounds appealing. But that's until you realize you no longer have a theater district.
Whether you're looking to rent or it's time to buy, StreetEasy has the local expertise you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. StreetEasy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it. That's why I go for a 5-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games or whenever my favorite team is playing late. 5-hour energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before tip-off.